Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about something very, very important tonight. One of the parables that I will hope that you come to know them as well and love them as much as I do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Andrew Shatkin, and I have a show which is on 7 days a week. Usually it's 6:30, 8, 9:30, 10, or 11. And usually I have the topics of literary topics, literature, theology, biblical revelation, the Bible, and current events in politics. I think you should know, in order to understand the present topic, it's one of the parables called the Parable of the Burglar. And I wrote a book on the parables of Jesus, a personal commentary on all 41 parables. And I have to say that I love the parables because I love them deeply and profoundly because they represent the mind and thinking of God and Christ. But such as it is, we're going to go into the matter of the parable of the burglar. It's a very interesting passage. And you'll find it on chapter 22 of my book, on pages 55 and 56. Let me now tell you what the parable, the words of the parable, found in Matthew 24 and Luke 12. In this parable, it says, Jesus says, "But know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, would have watched and would not let his house be broken into. Therefore, you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." That's in Matthew 24, verses 43 and 44. At Luke 12, 39 and 40, it says, "Similarly, know this, if the householder had known at 1 hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The parable of the burglar is found in Matthew 24, verses 33 and 44, Luke 12, 39 and 40. As stated in Matthew, Jesus tells us that if the householder had known what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have let his house been broken into. The parable ends in the sentence saying, "You must be ready, because the Son of Man is coming at 1 hour you do not expect." In this parable, Jesus uses the analogy of an occurrence, such as a burglary, to tell us of the imminent danger we face. He tries to make us understand and cautions us not to be unprepared like the householder, warning us that we do not know when the Son of Man may be coming in 1 hour we may not expect. So Jesus is telling us here, we have to be ready, and we don't know when he will return to the world to make his judgment. The parable analogizes the event of the coming of Christ and his return to a burglary. It's very strange. He calls it a burglary. And the coming of Christ should be seen as an event of unbounded joy and happiness. Jesus uses the concept of a burglary and a thief breaking into someone's house as the image of the return of Christ. I think the idea here is that Jesus means that we cannot know exactly when he will come to us. The analogy is not that the coming of Christ is preceded by a criminal event, but that we do not know when he will return and what part of the night he will return. We should be watchful and not unprepared. The idea is that we do not know when he will return and what part of the night, and we should be ever careful, watchful, and not unprepared. The idea is not that the return is like a burglary, a criminal event, but that we do not know when he will come, therefore we must be watchful and ready. That's the point here. The hour when Christ will return, we cannot expect, But if the household had been watchful, the thief would not have broken into his house. In the same way, we must be ready. The idea here is that we don't know Christ will return. We cannot understand. We cannot predict it, but that he will come, and we must be ready and prepared. And he analogizes the event to a burglary, not that it's a criminal act, but the idea that we do not know when he will come, and there we must be watchful and ready. The hour when Christ will return, we cannot expect, we cannot know. But if the household had been watchful, the thief would not have been breaking into his house. And in the same way, we must be ready. It is the readiness, being ready, and the unexpected that are the key to understanding this parable. The parable tells us that we cannot know when Christ will return, but we must always be ready. And to be sure to analogize this to preventing a burglary is somewhat hard to understand, but the message of the parable is readiness, the fact that we do not know when Christ will come to us and call us into account for our lives. So the key here, we cannot know when Christ will come and return. The analogy is not that coming of Christ is preceded by a criminal event, but that we don't know when he will return and what part of the night, and we must be watchful and prepared. The idea is not that the return is like a burglary, but that we don't know when he will come, and therefore must be watchful and ready. We hour the when Christ will return, we cannot understand and predict. But if the household had been watchful, the thief would have not broken into. And in the same way, this watchfulness of the householder preventing the burglary is telling us we must be ready and prepared for the return of Christ and his judgment on us. So I hope you've enjoyed. This is a very, very fascinating parable. It has to do with watchfulness. It has to do with being ready. It has to do with the return of Christ. And the idea here is that we don't know when Christ will return, and we cannot leave our house to be broken into, like in a burglary. We must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour and time we cannot predict. The parable of burglar is very important and very significant, and I hope you've enjoyed my interpretation of it. You may find it in chapter 22 of my book, pages 55 and 56, the parable of the burglar, and the idea behind it, this parable is the unexpectedness of Christ's return, that we must be all ever vigilant and ready for that event, because we cannot know when it will occur. So I hope you've enjoyed this. Now, I'd like to conclude this show, which I do every day, with a little bit about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. We are not engaged in political correctness. We're not engaged in media lies, media falsehoods, or anything like that, or political rhetoric. We are concerned with truth and honesty and honest discernment and intellectual honesty and getting at the truth and getting at the facts. The second thing is I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to change that position. I follow the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. I also follow the creeds of the Church, the Apostles' Nicene and Athanasian Creed. I follow these creeds fully and completely. And when I read books, I read Christian books such as Paradise Lost by John Milton, such as John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, Calvin, Luther, Bonhoeffer, St. Thomas Aquinas, the Epistles of Paul, the greatest religious thinker that has ever lived. Read his epistles. It's in the canon of the New Testament. Don't miss them. These are just some of the things that I want to read that will inform me of Christian truth. I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a Blog Talk radio show. And these radio shows have a wide worldwide audience of many, many people from all over the world, including Muslim countries in China. And they have a Christian orientation. And I note that over 4,400 people have visited my podcast show. and many people from all countries of the world, including Saudi Arabia, visit my Blog Talk radio show. I'm the author of 10 books, 5 Christian books and legal books. The Christian books are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, and most recently, a book on the Psalms. The Psalms are one of my all-time favorite books of the Bible. I read them in Hebrew when I was in seminary. I memorized the first, second, and 23rd time when a kid in Sunday school. They fascinate me. Their spiritual depth is very great. And to read the Psalms is to be informed of the voice of Christ and God crying out to us from heaven. It is the Psalms. It was said of the Psalms by the poet John Donne, the Anglican poet, that they are the manna of the church. Anybody who hasn't read the Psalms has missed out entirely and greatly. I also am writing a book on the miracles of the Bible. I haven't written part of it, but I'm working on it. I've written 3 blog books of my blogs, literary, philosophical, theological, and political blogs. 3 books are in the offing on those subjects. And I'm also writing a book on the book of Job. I haven't begun it yet, but it's in my mind. I've outlined it. Job is one of the great, great books of the Bible. Job was an Edomite. He wasn't Jewish, but it still made it into the Hebrew canon. It's a fascinating, interesting book, greatly influenced by Greek tragedy. I also am writing a book on the miracles in the Bible, as I said, and on pretrial motions and hearings in criminal law, also another law book. And these books are all in the offing, and I do hope that you will enjoy them. And I think that print as a medium of communication is irreplaceable in terms of thought. As Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, the images that we believe we can learn from are drugs, and we are passive receptacles of these drugs. He said it was true, and Mortimer Adler was a very fine intellect and mind in every way from the University of Chicago. I'd like to also tell you that I've written 3 major articles in the Syracuse Law Review and an Academicus and Albanian Scientific Journal. These have all been bought by the State Department, and the Syracuse Law Review has been bought by the United States Supreme Court, and all 3 have been bought by many universities throughout the world, all over the world, Europe, Africa, Asia, and North America. So that's about it for me in my background that you should know about. The main thing is read the parables, because when Jesus speaks, we tremble. I tremble. We cannot quite ever grasp the depth and thinking involved in the mind of Christ and God. It is very great, and we have to read him 100 times to get a handle on what he is saying. And in the parables, they are advice, they are warnings about what can happen to us if we don't lead the Christian life. I suggest you read the parables. The 441 are analyzed in my book, The Parables of Jesus. The parables are well worth reading and understanding in every way. Good night.